All right, Jonah Cameron Show coming up next. Play the music. There we go.
Yes. How about it? Great to be with you, everyone. Jonah Cameron, 97.5, the Fanatic, following up on Mike and Jay Wright. What a day. What a night last night. What a game. Villanova, the champions of college basketball. Let that one sink in for a bit. Villanova, the champions of college basketball, and how they did it. An epic, tremendous national championship game, playing team basketball last night, playing team basketball the whole way. Really, obviously, going up against one of the most storied programs in the history of college athletics. You know, the eyes of the nation last night watching the climatic finish, a shot for the ages, a sports moment for the ages. Extraordinary. Absolutely phenomenal. And we'll continue talking about it tonight, as obviously all the shows have been doing all day, and do so with your reaction on the phone lines at 610-632-0975. And certainly specific reaction to what you just heard from Jay Wright, as he was just on there with Mike. And wow, man, 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the game, perspective on the accomplishment, thoughts on the championship. Villanova wins the title. What stood out to you last night? And how cool how sports can be, you know, such a unifying force, bringing people together. The celebration last night, what's up ahead over the next couple of days with the parade and the whole thing. It was just, it was extraordinary. So we'll take your phone calls tonight, 610-632-0975. You know, it was, I thought a moment last night, I don't know how many people kind of noticed this, and it kind of grabbed them the way it grabbed me, but it was semi-scary. Tip-off's about to happen. We're all getting psyched, ready for the game. You know, we did the whole pregame show last night. We talked about the heritage of North Carolina basketball, the historical greatness of their program. We're all getting set, ready for the game. Tip-off's just about to happen. And the camera pans on TBS to Michael Jordan in his Carolina blue, arms folded. He's all cool, calm, and collected. It's MJ, greatest of all time. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. That squad's the squad of Jordan. That's Michael Jordan's team. That's Michael Jordan's school. Michael Jordan's on their side. You know what I'm saying? I thought, oh, boy, that might be a bad omen. But then the ball went up. And Villanova did what they've done all season long. All right? What they've excelled at for sure all tournament long. Team basketball, unselfish play, no hero basketball. And I thought it was interesting. No, really, if you look at this, and this is a very unusual thing, I don't think there's one Villanova player, I don't even think it's close, I don't think there's one Villanova player that it can be said is dramatically better than the rest. I think Josh Hart, probably their best player, but it's debatable. You know, Archie Diacono and Jenkins and Achefu and Hart, you know, those guys, I think, are clearly the four best players on the team. But you can't really make a case that any one stands dramatically above the rest. There might be one that's a little better than the rest. And again, I would say Hart probably is. But certainly no player is dramatically better than the rest. That is a true team. And there's very little drop-off from the starters to the reserves. There's great defensive intensity, phenomenal effort, loose balls on the floor that they're diving down there for. Their hands and their feet defensively are constantly moving. The guards do a sensational job, tremendous job of moving their feet on defense, constantly having active hands, and just disrupting the other team. The effort is amazing. Smart decision-making out there, big shots, resiliency. I mean, really, it's the will to win. It's the belief that they could and the ability in the end to get it done. It was an extraordinary, beautiful thing to watch, and we'll talk about it tonight at 610-632-0975. You know, we there's so many reasons to love sports, obviously. And certainly there are reasons at times to be disenchanted with sports, dissatisfied, frustrated, angry, annoyed, as we all get it a lot of different ways with sports. And we talk about it, you know, the cycle of the sports seasons, and we talk about it on the Fanatic, and, you know, there's reasons to get down about sports at times, clearly. But last night showed us the best, and I mean the absolute true best that sports has to offer, man. I mean the competitive greatness of both teams out there fighting. You know, the athletic skill set, the bright, bright lights, a championship spirit, man. It was an amazing thing to witness. So congratulations, just enormous, huge congratulations to Jay Wright, his team, the 2016 Villanova Wildcats, a phenomenal accomplishment, making a lot of people really proud, a lot of people happy, and I think in the process reminding us of the greatness of sports and why we love it so much. So we'll talk about it tonight, 610-632-0975. Some specific thoughts on the game as we go inside the game. You know, obviously there were certain things that stood out. I thought Booth's play was just tremendous. He really did play the role of Jensen last night. You know, Jensen was perfect. 5 for 5 from the field April 1st of 1985. And last night, Booth, he missed one shot, but otherwise was basically right on par, right on point. 6 for 7 from the field, 6 of 6 from the line. Led the Wildcats in points with 20. Just a tremendous, huge performance by Booth last night. I thought the ball handlers were steady. They controlled the tempo of the game. They helped the Wildcats avoid further foul trouble. I thought it was a big win getting out of the first half with Jenkins only having 2 fouls after he had 2 in, you know, whatever it was, the first 4 to 5 minutes of the game to keep him free. Obviously through the end of the first half, largely sitting but sometimes playing. But ultimately to get to the start of the second half with only 2, I thought that was essential. Achefu had great responsibility in that game. You know, his numbers didn't look overwhelming, 9 points and 6 rebounds. But if you watch that game closely, I mean, every single possession, Achefu had to deal with so much with the height, girth, and length of those players down low for North Carolina. And even though there are a lot of other Nova players that got rebounds, in so many instances, Achefu was instrumental in blocking his guy out in a way to obviously help Villanova, ultimately someone else, get the board. I thought he had a tremendous responsibility in that game. And again, even though the numbers didn't look overwhelming, played a terrific game against a really talented front line for UNC. It was obviously scary when North Carolina was making so many shots there. You know, in the first half, it was just getting ridiculous with how many three-pointers they were making, which was rare for them. I thought the refs were bad both ways. Horrible night for the refs. Just a bad night. You know, UNC's offense, I thought, really got out of rhythm with 12 minutes, 11 minutes, 10 minutes to go, whatever it was there in the second half. Really dramatically out of rhythm. And again, a credit to Villanova's defense, but I thought North Carolina, you know, should have somehow done a better job in offensive sets, but they were way out of whack there for a while. Obviously, the sequence at the end of the first half was critical because where that game could have, you know, busted open more, to get the stop and then the basket at the end of the first half was a really big swing for Villanova to get it to, I believe, 5 at the half. That was huge. Listen, this whole thing was an amazing thing to witness. You know, North Carolina's shot with 4.5 seconds left was something that could have been and would have been an all-timer, obviously, if North Carolina had won the game. But Jay Wright, man, he had a play. He had a play designed. I thought it was interesting to hear Larry Brown on Comcast last night talking about that's a, you know, play that he has ran many times and used to run with Rasheed Wallace when you've got a big guy that can inbound the ball and then be the trail to the point guard, and that Rasheed used to play that role for Larry Brown's Piston squads. And, you know, last night Jenkins as a big guy, a 4, inbounding the ball and trailing Archie Diacono, played the part, man, and hit the shot. So, extraordinary stuff. We'll talk about it, 610-632-0975. I also want to hear about it. I want to hear how it sounded. We'll do a couple quick highlights and then right to the calls, and we'll start with how it sounded last night on TBS. I don't know why the game's not on CBS. It's so stupid, whatever. But Jim Nance on the call, and Grant Hill, and you know, Billy Rafferty, and the whole thing. And here's Jim Nance with the call at the end.
4.7 seconds. Villanova trying to go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt. Oh,
Jenkins.
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship. The national champions. With Jenkins hitting the winner at the buzzer.
answer. Jim, they're going to check it. Wow. I thought it was good line, but how about those onions? A counter. Double order, sauteed, if it's good.
You know, it's amazing. There was so much screaming where I was hanging out with various family members. I didn't even hear the whole onions comment until today when I heard the replay. We were screaming and yelling. It's just what an amazing moment. Great call by Nance. Great call by the whole crew there. All right, let's hear how it sounded on the Villanova team stream on TV with Scott Graham on the call alongside Brian Finnerton, the old Villanova wide receiver who also played some high school hoops and loves basketball as well. I actually saw Brian Finnerton play basketball in high school. But he was a terrific wide receiver for Villanova and went on to play for many years for the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL. And here was the call of Scott Graham last night on the Villanova team stream.
Archie Diacono, ball in his hand. Archie Diacono for Jenkins for the win!
That's another good one. Two for two. Two for two on the call. All right, let's hear how it sounded last night on the Villanova Radio Network, the IMG Radio Network. Ryan Fadden, who's been doing the calls for many years, and Ryan got very excited, as you would expect, as Villanova won the championship.
3 seconds to go across the timeline. 2 seconds to go. Jenkins, three.
There it is. So anyway, there's the call, 1, 2, 3, the various TV radio networks. There was all sorts of networks. Dickie V was on a call. There was a North Carolina call. There was an international call. But it just any which way, it sounds beautiful, man. 610-632-0975. Let's get to the phone calls. I know people are pumped up. We started off with Michael on a cell. Michael, what's going on, dude?
Hey, I was at the game last night. You can probably tell by my hoarse voice. What a night. Unbelievable.
What was it like inside that building when that shot went in?
Oh, my God. Well, after Paige made that shot, it was just, obviously the North Carolina fans were going crazy. I don't know if you saw this on TV. They were throwing these seats that some sponsor gave out. You know, everything just got quiet. And that last second, we went up there, and I mean, to go down, I had my iPhone. I was trying to record it. And then at the end, it just blew up because it just the place exploded. It was just the most unbelievable moment of my life to be part of that. It was just awesome.
Now, how loud, whatever that sound was that went off, whatever the heck that noise was, what was that?
They had fireworks in there and everything.
Did it actually light up? It was so loud.
There were fireworks going in there. I got video of all of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Fanatic.
Because it really, I mean, I don't want to say it drowned out the call of the announcers, but it certainly affected the call as far as just overall sound. It was so loud. Of course, it was a huge building. Great, great stuff, man. Appreciate the call, especially you being down there. Let's go to Adam in Camden. Adam, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, thanks for having my call. What a great day, right? I mean, we get to do this so rarely.
Yep.
You know, at 2 points I just want to make, a small 2.5. One is, what makes this, I think, really cool, especially cool, I mean, more than the obvious, is unlike the Phillies World Series, which, trust me, was fantastic, if they did it against the sports elite, and the Phillies obviously did it against the Rays, and that was nice, and that's great, but there's something to do it against the sort of Yankees of college basketball.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Sort of,
yep.
Extra special. And, you know, again, it would have been great had, you know, they beat Syracuse, old Big East matchup. That's fantastic. But it's such a fun thing to stick into Michael Jordan and the rest of the blue blood. That makes it, that puts the cherry on top. Just the George hat put the cherry on top.
Right? Yeah. I mean, well, Villanova accomplished that in 85 against Georgetown.
Right.
And certainly, there's no question that the 76ers did that in 83. With their victory over the Lakers, and you can make the case the Flyers did it most especially with the victory over the Soviet Union, if you will. But no, you're right. It, you know, the Phillies versus the Rays, you know, that didn't have the other side. It, you know, wasn't exactly the type of franchise that had been a longstanding success.
You know, and one thing I grew up on the main line. I sort of in between St. Joe's and Villanova. you know, people always sort of ragged on Jay Wright, sort of always sort of whooping with his flashy suits and things like that. But he had a great interview with Mr. Nelly, and what he said to his team after the game was great. And then don't let this define you. You know, it's a great moment. It's fantastic. But it just shows what kind of team those guys are.
Yep.
And what kind of coach Jay Wright is to make that statement. And, you know, it really is the highlight of his coaching career. It probably will be the highlight of his coaching career. It just shows you how great of a coach he is and how great that team really is.
I agree with you, Adam. Great phone call. Totally agree. Let's go to Greg in North Philly. Greg, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Greg?
I just want to praise Villanova for, you know, their win last night. You know, you can't say enough about how they played situational basketball throughout this entire tournament, whether it was last night right before the half, stealing that two incredibly big points.
Huge.
You know, and that
huge.
Really added up at the end. You know, that really was big because now, you know, they instead of, you know, being tied, they would have been down two, you know, having to go up court with
plus
points.
it just gave them a shot of adrenaline heading into the locker room and the ability to be closer coming out of the locker room. I mean, because that thing could have stretched the wrong way quickly, and that really... Yeah. It cut that off.
They did a great job, though, staying in that game and, you know, early in the second half where they were kind of down seven, and I'm like, just keep it under 10. This thing goes over 10. They're probably going to fall out of this. But, you know, they just kept hanging around, kept making shots, and then they grabbed the lead. Then they got confident. You know, then they kept making shots. But, you know, throughout that entire tournament, you know, just keep playing great situational basketball, whether it was, you know, Archie Diacono against Kansas knocking down all those free throws at the end of the game. You know, they hit aces the whole time. You know, if I went to the game against Providence back in January that they lost in Philly, and, you know, if you told me then that they were going to win the national championship, I looked at them at the time and I was like, you know, they got hammered on the glass that day. They lived and died by the three. And, you know, it was, even if you told me after the Seton Hall game, I was like, no, you know, probably not. You know, they're a Sweet 16 team, maybe. But you know what? They played like a team on a mission this entire tournament to shut people up. It reminded me a lot of when Elway won his first Super Bowl in 97, you know, after they had lost to the Jaguars the
right.
year before.
Right.
And they were on a mission to be like, you know what? We're just going to shut people up and we're going to win this thing.
Well, you know, that's an interesting comparison. The thing about, you're right, because they, you know, Denver had lost the previous, I think it was 2 years in the playoffs with a great record. And they finally came through. And, you know, the comparison about a team losing and you don't think they're going to win at all. I mean, certainly the same could be said in you know, I guess it was probably March of 85 when Villanova lost the game to Pitt, you know, by 30 points or so and came back and won the title. But, you know, we talked a lot last night. Would April 4th, 2016 join the ranks with April 1st, 1985? And it did, man. I mean, it's it'll go down as a special date, special night, special moment. And one of the great, true, phenomenal moments in the history of Philadelphia sports. Just an amazing thing. All right, we'll continue rocking all the calls. Jump in, 610-632-0975. We've got Sixers Hoops at 7, but your phone calls as we move towards end. 610-632-0975. Reaction, Villanova, national champions. Talking about it on the Fanatic.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
We come when it's convenient for you.
Call today before noon and we'll be there today.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, Flyers fans, are you ready to cheer your hockey team onto the playoffs? Well, if you know me, you know I love our Flyers and I'm all in. And now, thanks to Budweiser, you can cheer every Flyers goal the minute they score. Join me and the Fanatic tomorrow night, April 6th at Saloon 151 in Westchester from 8 to 10. We'll be there watching the Flyers take on the Detroit Red Wings and enjoying the great taste of Budweiser beer. And every time the Flyers score a goal, your Budweiser pitcher will light up. That's right, your Budweiser pitcher will light up every time the Flyers put the biscuit in the basket. So join me tomorrow night, April 6th at Saloon 151 in Westchester from 8 to 10 and watch the Flyers light up the scoreboard and your Budweiser pitcher. It's the best way to watch Flyers hockey. Flyers fans, Saloon 151 and Budweiser beer. Nothing beats it. Don't be late. We'll see you tomorrow night at Saloon 151 in Westchester. Budweiser, the perfect beer for watching Flyers hockey.
Paid for by the American Beverage Association, a member of Philadelphians Against the Grocery Tax.
I don't know about you, but I pay enough in taxes. And now Philly is talking about a 3 cent per ounce grocery tax on the kind of drinks we buy for our family. Are you kidding me? This new tax would mean even higher prices on hundreds of grocery items with some sugar, like soft drinks, sports drinks, juice drinks, and teas. Many products could even double in price. Do the math. A 12-pack could cost you an extra $4.32, and an extra $2.04 on a 2-liter is more than the purchase price. That's ridiculous. Who raises taxes like that? Oh, and fountain drinks? The price of a 20-ounce fountain drink could go up nearly a dollar. Hey, we need to make our voices heard. Visit NoPhillyGroceryTax.com. Tell your city council member that enough is enough. That's NoPhillyGroceryTax.com because we can't afford to pay more at the store.
Take the next step in your career with an advanced degree from Westchester University. With more than 80 graduate options, including doctoral programs, WCU has programs to fit your interests and your schedule. Small classes, faculty experts, and a personalized education experience are the hallmarks of a WCU graduate education. Join Westchester on Thursday, April 21st to find out what a degree from WCU can do for you. Learn more at www.wcupa.edu/grad. Golf's first major is right around the corner, and you can play one-week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Whether you're a master of golf or just ready to try a new fantasy sport, DraftKings brings the excitement of the game to a whole new level. Just pick six golfers, stay under the salary cap, outscore the competition, and you could win. Contests begin when tournaments tee off, so get to DraftKings.com and choose your golfers now. Use code FANATIC and play for free. That's FANATIC to play free at DraftKings.com. It's time to get over the hump with Humpty's Dumplings. Whether it's a tailgate, catering your next big party, or your go-to food for game day, Humpty's Dumplings is easy eating. Your one-stop BYOB for dumplings, noodles, and salads. You'll lose your mind over their awesome cheesesteak and buffalo chicken dumplings. Mention the ad for Dollar Dumplings. Give them a call at 215-935-6180 or visit their restaurant in Glenside right next to the Keswick Theater or check them out on Facebook. Get over the hump with Humpty's Dumplings.
Hi, this is Rob Ellis. When choosing a lawn care service, doesn't it make sense to choose one that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets? Natural Lawn of America has been providing safer, environmentally friendly lawn care for over 25 years. Trust me, you're going to be amazed by the results. Your lawn will be thicker, greener, and healthier than you ever imagined. Whether you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, they have a program that's right for you. These guys are the real pros. They're certified, experienced lawn care technicians. Tailor their applications to your lawn's specific needs. They're competitively priced and have a money-back guarantee. Here's the best part. Natural Lawn has an offer you won't get from any other lawn care company. Their offer is for life. Sign up for the full-service program and get your free seeding every year. That's right. As a Natural Lawn customer, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Call today and take advantage of this limited-time special offer. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, shout out Cameron, 97.5. The Fanatic 6 o'clock hour brought to us by CarSense, where their certified used cars look new and are guaranteed even better with a lifetime engine guarantee. Find out more at CarSense.com. Coming up this segment, we will have a very cool giveaway of a Villanova basketball to commemorate their victory last night and something that helps the tremendous charity Make-A-Wish Foundation. So stay tuned for that coming up in about the next 10 minutes or so. We'll take your phone calls at 610-632-0975 as we continue to revel in the tremendous achievement of Villanova last night. Jay Wright and his team getting it done, winning the national championship, doing it over North Carolina, doing it at the buzzer, doing it in the grandest, most amazing fashion possible. You know, Villanova had a squad that, you know, they rolled out there with, you know, eight guys primarily in the rotation. And they all played their part, man. They all did their job. And look, it was a very impressive team effort. And congratulations also to my producer, Devon Givens, who's cousins with one of the players that played an instrumental role, Mikhail Bridges, who's a freshman, who absolutely laid it on the line in this tournament. And Devon, I know, you know, with you and your love of family and your cousin here, man, I know you're pumped up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, Joe. It's
right? I mean, come on now. That's unbelievable, man. Your cousin just won national championship.
I know. And I said that last night. I got a lot of texts and a lot of phone calls, and a lot of my response was, he's a national champion.
Yeah.
And he's national champion forever. And it's pretty cool to do it in his first season. Last season, he redshirted. It was, you know, he committed to Villanova in 2013, June 2013. Last season, looked like he was going to play, but they decided, which was very smart, that he sit out a year. And the great part about the NCAA now is you get to travel with the team. You still get to practice. So you're still part of the team. You just cannot obviously play in a game. Yep. But for him to do that, gain some weight, look and learn, it was great. And for him to step up on the stage that he has stepped up on, and you start to see his name around there a lot and quite a bit, and I listen to the station all the time, and it's great to hear all of my friends here mention him. And, you know, everybody doesn't know that he's my cousin, sure. But it's great. It really is great. It's pretty cool.
It's awesome, man. And, cool. And as Harden Jenkins ultimately move on, you know, much like Harold Presley did with that, you know, he was a young guy on the 85 team, and eventually he had his day as the main guy. And,
right.
You know, your cousin's well-positioned. He's got a shot to do bigger and better. I mean, I don't want to say bigger and better to win a title, but he's got a shot to, you know, go further, so to speak. I mean, he can play.
Yeah, 6'7", great size, and that's what, you know, that's what they look for. So I'll just leave it at they. But it's pretty cool. His mom and his dad have done a great job with him. He's a great kid. So he did the work. You know, obviously I threw his name out there quite a bit, but he did all the work, and I'm proud. It's pretty cool to see that, and the family, my family's happy, and I spoke to his dad a little earlier. I haven't spoken to Mikhail yet. I left him alone, but I'll see him at the parade.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll see him at
the
parade.
Love it, man.
Yeah,
all right,
pretty cool. Thank you, man.
Congrats to your entire family. All right, let's go back to the phone. 610-632-0975. We go to Bob on a cell. This is Bob Cassidy from the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. Bob, you're going to have to, you know, get a new wing in the Philly Sports Hall for the 2016 Villanova team one of these years, man. Congrats. You know, it's always great to have you on, and Villanova is going to be in that hall someday, no doubt.
There's no doubt, Joe. Thanks for having me, and congrats on the show. The show's terrific, and we're just terribly proud of Jay and the Philly team, the Villanova group that... They're a Philly team. You know, there's a lot of dialogue that's been going on the past few weeks of, geez, are they Philly? Are they not Philly? And how much Big Five folks root or don't root for them? And I'll tell you, there's a minority out there, and it's a minority that are not rooting for the Villanova group. I'll tell you, the Big Five family is strong, and the Big Five family roots for each other. And this is just a great example of that, and they brought a tremendous amount of pride to the Phillies family and the city.
Bob, did the 08 Phillies go in the hall yet? I know obviously there's some, you know, you got backlogged with teams and individuals to put in, but what's the standard procedure for a team to go in?
Sure. Well, team-wise, Joe, it's 5 years for an individual, and team-wise, we don't have a requirement that it needs to wait. So, you know, some of the guys are still playing. But I'll tell you, the Big Five that are on that team are very close. And those guys, you know, they'll be ballot guys as soon as they finish playing for 5 years. But as far as the team's concerned, you know, that's something we can do at any time. Doesn't preclude them from not going in. And I'll tell you, Charlie Manuel is somebody who we're talking about this coming year. So we got a ballot conversation coming up in the next week or so. So
nice.
You know, we may have something going on in the next week or so where Charlie is recognized.
Beautiful. Well, Bob, appreciate you calling in. I know you're pumped up as a Nova guy, man. Appreciate the kind words on the show, and continued great work at the Philly Sports Hall, which is a tremendous institution that Bob's instrumental in. And Bob, really appreciate calling in. Getting Charlie Manuel in the hall would be awesome. Let's go to Eric on a cell phone. Eric, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Eric, what's up, pal?
Hey, I just want to say one thing. How about Biatch? Biatch. I love the way Bill Rafferty says his name.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yes. You there?
All right, Eric. I appreciate the call. I'm in agreement, man. Let's go to Tom in Springfield. Tom, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Tom?
Just a question. You got Hart and Jenkins, who are juniors. Now, I know they can declare they're going to the NBA if they don't sign a, you know, an agent or anything like that. Okay. Do you really think these guys will get drafted by the NBA?
I'm sorry. Say that again. Do I really think what?
Do you think these guys will get drafted in the two rounds by the NBA?
You know, I'd have to. I think Hart will probably get drafted.
The question is, who do they have coming in to replace these guys? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't know the recruiting classes, but obviously, you know, you're going to start relying more heavily as far as, you know, a guy like Brunson taking the run at, you know, really being the guy in the backcourt. And, you know, as Devon and I were just talking about Bridges, you know, obviously being a starting forward in coming years and stuff like that. But no, it's always a loss when you lose someone like Achefu and Archie Diakono. What their recruiting classes specifically look like, I don't know. As far as, you know, which of these guys have a shot at the pros, I mean, I would say that Hart, Jenkins, and Achefu have a shot. Achefu's impressed me more and more as time has gone on.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, and he's big enough, too.
Yeah, he's big enough, and he tries his you-know-what off. I mean, he tries hard as heck, and he's got skill. I mean, the guy can play a little bit. There's no doubt he can.
He's got that Jabbar hook.
Look, if Henry Sims can be in the pros for 2 or 3 years, Achefu, you know, has a shot. I mean,
yeah.
You know, seriously.
All right, thanks, man.
You got it, Tom. Appreciate the phone call. But there's no question it will dramatically help Villanova's recruiting efforts. I mean, at least you would expect that it would. I don't want to, you know, guarantee it, but you would certainly expect that it will help Villanova's recruiting efforts with what I guess would be, you know, current juniors and sophomores in high school. How could it not? You know, this is a tremendous, amazing opportunity for Villanova to seize the moment, you know, while they're right in the limelight, and obviously for Jay Wright to continue to build on what he's already built. I think that, you know, when you look at it, it really struck me. I don't know how many people notice this, but the fact that Jay Wright and Raleigh have the exact same record in the tournament, and obviously if each one championship in the tournament, and I think they may have even had the same number of tournament appearances. It's pretty amazing coincidence. And so obviously the hope moving forward is that, you know, Jay will be able to do more coming out of this than Raleigh was able to do in 85. Because, you know, if you look at what happened with Villanova's program after 85, there was the great run in 88 to the Elite Eight. And that was the Mark Plansky team with Doug West. But Plansky was really the main guy as a senior on that team. But aside from that one run, the wins over Illinois and Kentucky in the Sweet 16 and in the round of 32 and then the Sweet 16, other than really those two wins, Raleigh's teams post 85 didn't do much. And so certainly there was not nearly as much building on the 85 championship that, you know, you would have expected and certainly hoped for. So hopefully Jay will be able to, you know, to do more, do a better job, so to speak, at building off of last night in ways that can benefit the program for years to come. Let's go to Paul on a cell phone. Paul, you're on the Fanatic.
Yes, I disagree with your point that it's going to dramatically help recruiting. I'm going to tell you why. This year's recruiting class is already signed. They're signed before March even starts.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't change the 2016 class because they're already signed. You basically need to have a really good 2-year run because you start next year, and if you don't start strong, then you're not going to get next year's recruiting class. And so you have to have a 2-year.
Well, listen, I mean, that's why I was talking about sophomores and juniors. I mean, obviously they're pretty locked in for next year, but it's for the next group. It's the next group that's available.
Well, exactly, but next year's group doesn't sign until after the start.
Yeah, but what are they going to start, 0-17? I mean, they're in the fight,
no,
you know? I mean,
no, but you can't come out and start, you know, your momentum can change very quickly with a recruit. I mean, just look at Raleigh. He won a championship. It didn't dramatically help.
No, it didn't. Well, we just chronicled that. But, I mean, Raleigh also made the mistake with Lionel Simmons, and that was an absolute killer.
Well, I'm just pointing out, and I remember Dick Girardi saying that when St. Joe's had their run, he thought that was going to dramatically help them. It didn't. You got to have 2 years because when the signing day is, the date of the signing day is, it's kind of screwy, so it forces teams to have a back-to-back good season.
All right,
to
Paul,
really
make that jump. I got you. I appreciate the call. I'm not in the mood to debate the whether it needs to be a year or 2 years for recruiting. I mean, let's put it this way. It helps. How dramatically it'll help, time will tell. Is it a guarantee? Nothing's a guarantee. Do I think it's much more likely than not that it'll help? Yes. And let's leave it at that. All right, let's go out on the Comcast Business Hotline. As we were talking earlier about this tremendous giveaway we have here tonight with a licensed Wilson basketball, one of 5,000 officially licensed, which commemorates Villanova's championship and all part of a tremendous initiative to help benefit the local Make-A-Wish Foundation. And Bob Iback is with us here on the Comcast Business Hotline to talk more about it and to give one away as well. Villanova wins last night, and Nico Sports is giving people great opportunity with the commemorative ball. Bob, what a night last night, and great work you guys are doing with Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Well, Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you tonight. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, I've covered college basketball going back to my days as a sports writer with the Baltimore Sun. I was in Philadelphia for a while before I joined the Chicago Cubs, and I think the game last night in Houston was one of the classics. I've seen a lot of basketball over 40 years, and that was one they'll be talking about for years. And I'm certainly happy to be working with the Make-A-Wish Foundation here locally, because the years I was with the Cubs, it did a lot of stuff with bringing Make-A-Wish kids out there. Wrigley Field, and in fact, one time we even made him into a Cubs manager. So that's another story for another day. But these Wilson basketballs that you were talking about are really, really sweet looking. I got a chance to see a prototype today. There's only 5,000 that'll ever be made. We're probably one third of the way sold out coming into the show tonight. They're all priced at $99, and it's going to get wishes raised for Make-A-Wish kids locally. And these youngsters, as you know, Joe, have some life-threatening medical conditions. Before I give out the toll-free number and website, how you can get these for just $99 each, I do want to point out, on the basketball, you'll have a couple cool-looking white panels on the ball. One will feature the 35-5 record for the Cats. They're game-by-game with the opponents' final scores and dates, so it's a great way to remember the season. Right next to that, we have the Road to the Final Four section, which will list all the games played in the tournament with those results, including that big 77-74 win over North Carolina in the title game last night. Each basketball comes with a numbered certificate of authenticity, and if you're thinking about a nice gift idea for Mom's Day, Father's Day, some school graduations coming up, this is a really cool thing to get. So if you'd like to order these, they are going to be sold out at probably in a couple days, so you probably want to act quicker than now. It's 1-800-345-2868 is a toll-free number. That's 1-800-345-2868. Or if you can't get through the phone lines, because I know they've been busy all day, Joe, you can go right to nicosports.com, nicosports.com, and you can order it there. These will be sent to you in about 6 weeks. And very happy to say that since Make-A-Wish started out in 1981, and I saw the very first wish out in Arizona when I was with the Cubs in spring training, a little boy wanted to be a police officer for the day. They're up to over 180,000 wishes.
Wow.
And we've raised over $2.1 million for Make-A-Wish just in the last, 4 or 5 years.
It's great work, Bob. Well, listen, appreciate what you do. And this is a great initiative, and we're thrilled to give you a platform to talk about it here on the Fanatic. Thanks so much, Bob.
Okay, listen, have a wonderful evening, Joe, and thanks again for your support.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. And let's give away one right now. Fifth caller in the contest line, 215-263-0975. Fifth caller, contest line, 215-263-0975. All right. Thank you to Devon producing tonight's program. Again, congratulations to Villanova. We'll continue talking about it for many days to come. Future shows, we'll get back into some of the other topics as well. We still got to round back into AI making the Hall and the Flyers playoff push and everything else going on. I'll be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. 76ers basketball is coming up, the pregame show in a matter of minutes, and then the game versus New Orleans. Have a great rest of the night. Enjoy the Sixers action tonight, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here. And again, congratulations to Villanova on 97.5 The Fanatic.